this in the past.
Yeah.
And you guys just stopped because maybe financial reasons, things like that.
That and some other stuff.
That's okay. Yeah. We had a good conversation earlier today. You're talking about the wasps that were coming in the back.
Okay.
I don't know how recent this is, but well, there's definitely wasps back there. I did a full inspection. There's wasps over the deck. They come out. We're in a totter. It's cold right now. But we're doing. I'm coming around because we're kind of going to treat our customers again, like Jerry, Paula, Vin.
Okay.
And if we get you on that route, we'll get you on that discount. Now, do you remember when you stopped using us?
It was last. Actually, I think it was last spring.
Last spring.
I think it was last spring.
So it's almost been a year. Perfect. Yeah. The difference that we're doing this year is, I told your wife, we're doing monthly subscriptions, so we just divide the cost by 11 instead of paying higher quarterly. You can pay us quarterly too, but it's the same price.
Okay. Did you also speak to my neighbor next door?
Because you know, I couldn't find Andy. Well, I can't knock on their door because there's like a fence.
Yeah, the deer.
So I talked to her daughter.
Oh, you did?
She told me to come back, but I haven't talked to Andy yet because he might be there, but I don't know if he is. I can't knock on the door.
Please?
Oh, yeah. Is he having issues over there?
Or? Well, no. It's just that last year he asked who we did use.
Oh, perfect.
And I gave him the number.
Okay.
But I don't know if he acted on it.
Well, he must not have, because his daughter said that they're still having problems with the wasps also.
She said something about bees. Me and your wife temporarily set something up. We wanted to okay with you, just make sure we kind of talk to your plans, things like that. Are you calling him right now?
No, I'll wait for you to finish.
Okay, sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
No, that's right.
The difference is this year, every year we add something and we spray got this approved. We do termite monitoring now. Did you mention that to him? Okay. And so we just do four stations around your house of wood that we drill on the ground. We check it every quarter. If it has wood on it, hi. Do you like bugs? Hey, look at the bugs. Sorry, you're looking at me like, I don't know. Pick which one you can name it. You know, I'm just kidding. Anyway, we check it quarterly, and if it's eaten, we say, hey, you have termites. We'll treat for termites, different story. We'll keep you on the free sprays, so anytime if these bees are annoying, this first treatment's gonna make them mad. You've knocked down a wasp nest before, they're not really happy. And we'll leave some product up in there so they won't come back. It takes... She just right here at the doorway, she kind of talked to me about where they're coming in past years or maybe a while ago. Okay. Everyone's getting... So what you know, the neighborhood kind of steals back, please. Okay. Thanks. I'll give it back. Everyone in your neighborhood is getting wasps on the outside, carpenter bees, and then carpenter ants and ticks. It's been that four things in this neighborhood.
How do you know the carpenter ants? Do they have tool belts?
They have a node. Sorry, they have what? You know, some of them do. I talk to them.
Okay. Find a little screw?
Yeah, they wear like the hard hats.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have a lot of those. I'm just kidding. They come in all shapes and sizes. How you can tell them is they have a node, a triangle piece that connects their bum together. They can be red, they can be black. But they're the ones that eat the wood.
Yeah, sure.
They come off the trees. Yeah. They're like the cousins of the termites, but they can be worse because they can live in light. Termites can't. So you're covered for all that. Like I do termites. We do termites. We do carpenter ants, ticks. We do a tent with tick grind around your house when it rains.
That's good. That's what Rosita does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of your neighbors that has the ticks?
No, relative of ours. They're in another township. They're in Marlboro.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, you have animals everywhere, ticks, and
Thanks
for letting me in, I'm getting ready to port on, so. Yeah. And yeah, so you're covered for ticks, it's a 15-foot barrier that's micro-encapsulated, so you have a nice buffer, and then anything that flies, I told her we don't treat kids, so.
She doesn't fly, though.
You don't fly? Oh, that's okay. Maybe next year.
She climbs, though.
Climb? Nah, sorry. So you get wasps, fleas, clover mites, the brush, and the carpenter bees. All that's covered in $39 per month. Just because it's been a year, bugs have come back. You know, when you stop using pest control, sadly, they come back. You can buy store-bought products, but they're temporary fixes. They're killing contact sprays, and they just come back. So yeah, so long story short, we can get you set up tomorrow or next day while we're here, because I'm coming back to do your neighbor... do you know if you're number 14, Guglia? 14 Bookoff Place in the corner there?
The White House?
So you know Jerry right here, right? Or excuse me, not. Number 26, Jerry?
Yes, she's across from Andy.
And then we're doing Paula, we're doing Vin, and then Guglia and Wyckoff, going Grits Lane. Again, we have a lot of seasonal customers here. You guys fall on our Princeton route too. Like I'm over in Princeton, a ton of people, as you can see. So we can get you going on that. I just come to kind of confirm with you, see if there's questions, concerns, or...
Well, you're going to be around for them to come inside, because last time we signed up, and...
We didn't get the...
Nobody...
Oh, no, you're kidding. Really? No. Was it scheduling, or... We missed you missed us, or it might be our bad. I'm sorry for that, or... Yeah. Because I have a, tomorrow I have a temporary, we talked about 11-1 that's still available if it's good for you. 15 minutes on the inside, 45 on the outside. It will be inside and outside tomorrow. We'll make sure we do the inside. And then every follow-up visit will be outside only, unless you need inside again, it's free. And so does that time work tomorrow for you? Is that okay? Or is it okay with you? Or?
All right.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to, I can get you going. I don't want to do anything until she's like, let me make sure
right.
I close
yeah,
until.
Yeah,
which I'm like, yeah, I can come back, so no worries. Let me just, we temporarily started filling out. I didn't finish anything yet.
Okay.
So let's just talk about bugs. And so we definitely got the wasps in the back there. I'm just going to customize it. I'm going to put the deck. Oh, here, you want to, you can peek at that if you want to, yeah.
And I would put on their silverfish too.
Okay.
They're not as bad as they used to be, but every once in a while she sees them.
I'm outside.
What draws the silverfish?
You know, they come in, kind of, not to gross you out, but so they eat toothpaste, hair, and skin. They walk around, they'll come up your pipes. And so they sometimes are in the attic because it's warm, and
yeah.
Then when they get too hot, they go down, get a drink, and kind of go back up. They're really solitary insects. They're completely by themselves, but they can reproduce pretty quickly.
Yeah, that we found out.
I've seen lots of wasps and spiders,
yeah.
Which I don't like outside.
You don't like them? You don't want to keep them? Or oh, okay. I'm just kidding. We'll get them.
I don't like spiders and wasps. I found lots of silverfish like in my bedroom and my bathroom.
So mostly upstairs silverfish or any just upstairs? Not.
I've found a couple down here too.
I have most of them upstairs.
Maybe they were hungry.
Yeah.
Did you invite them over or for coffee or tea? Oh, okay. We'll get them. Let's see, upstairs.
It blew over.
Right,
well,
Jersey right there, yeah.
Before it, while we're like,
oh, yeah, I was just in Hillsborough. It's pouring in Hillsborough.
What do you hear about ants, ladybugs, the bees and spiders?
Take out the wasps and the spiders, or are they in the basement too, or just kind of upstairs, you said?
Pretty much.
I've seen lots of here.
So main level?
Yeah.
Seen lots of dead spiders. And live spiders on the stairs.
And I can't remember, is your basement finished?
No.
So you probably get some down there, I would imagine. Or maybe some people don't go down in their basement in this neighborhood. They're like, yeah, we'll never go down there. I'm like,
you see the webs in the windows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like ants and ladybugs, I don't really care about them.
Ladybugs are good.
Ladybugs are good.
So here's a trick question for you. Ladybugs, how do they reproduce if they're all ladies? I'll let you figure that one out by yourself. It's not that hard. You can
I like ladybugs.
Okay, so I'm just customizing. Yeah, I got the wasps, the silverfish, and the spiders. You obviously covered for more, but we just want to know what you're seeing right now. Is that pretty much the wasps, those three things kind of?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, ants we get on occasion.
The carpenter ones or the smaller house ones?
I
think the regular one.
The smaller house one.
Where at?
Oh, gosh. Where did I see one?
More in the soil.
So that's the outside house
perimeter?
Well,
they're definitely outside. The red ones. Yeah. I've gotten bitten.
Well, we need rain.
In the kitchen, I found a couple. Yeah.
Okay, so I got the perfect. I got you on the full preventative. Couple quick signatures right here. Rita, what was your first name, sir? Sorry.
Arthur
Joe. Nice to meet you. Just sign your business for 1 year agreement here.
Do you
want to
sign?
Or do you want to sign? Oh wow, the daughter's design. I don't know. We need one of the parents if that's okay. So that's for the 1 year agreement, 109 here, then 39 monthly. Send right here, please.
I think it was yesterday.
And then right, one more here.
That covers the air wigs too.
It does, and then one more on the back, sorry.
Yeah, what exactly the air wigs?
Sign another two. That's where the auto pay.
Is that like a are they in the beetle family?
They like to go around, thank you. They like to go around grubs and things, and they like plants. You can't get them inside. When it rains, they just get flushed up and start coming in. Are you seeing them anywhere? Or?
Not recently.
Our foundation spray will definitely take care of them. So.
And started again.
Well, I remember the foundation spray last time took care of the spiders.
Yeah, it's Termidor. It's really effective.
Yeah.
I didn't grab from you, just to hold that reservation. I know we talked about kind of price
right.
You want to waste with him. Which one do you want to hold that reservation with? Visa card, MasterCard, Discover?
Should I get my Vela and you'll walk him out with Vela?
What do you want
to... We just take all Master, like major cards, Visa card, MasterCard, just to hold the reservation for tomorrow. Nothing's charged out to us, range for collateral.
MasterCard.
Do you have that handy by chance? And I'll give you a receipt. I don't know. Some people have it memorized, and I don't know.
I do, but.
Oh, you do have it memorized? Wow, that's impressive. Oh, hi. The bugs are right there.
Yesterday, I found a spider. Almost like this.
The brown spider.
The wolf spiders.
Okay. Yeah.
I found one like this one, but it was smaller and it was on my hair.
Wow. Are you just only one kid here? Or? Okay. Yeah, you will make sure you don't get eaten alive, because I've heard some stories of. I'm just kidding.
And I actually got scared because it was on my hand.
Oh, really?
I'm not a big fan of spiders.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan too. So these guys are everywhere. If you want to see those, well, those are really poisonous. And these are like in your garage.
I have seen lots of these.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let's see.
Is your truck right outside?
My car's right, yeah, right in the corner there.
What's over there?
So yeah, my car. I'll jet on over there. So.
Lightning. How is he going to get out without getting wet?
I'll get a little bit wet, but I'll get to my car, so.
Andy?
Why would you? I always use
the. Hey, how are you?
I always keep an umbrella in my locker in case.
Remember last year you were asking me about the insect control? And I mentioned the point. Okay, so the gentleman is here and wondering if you're interested in talking to him. He's. Point, P-O-I-N-T-E, Point Pest Control. Actually, I think, I think his car is parked in between your house and my house anyway.
It's a white car at the end of the corner.
Yeah, it's all the way up at the corner.
Yeah, it's by my Vin's house, so it's a white.
He's been talking to other, there's a bunch of other neighbors, like Jerry across the street is also, you know, signed up and whatever.
And Paula and
Paula and some others.
And Vin.
Oh, okay. Can he make an appointment with you?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Is he going to be home later tonight?
Well, he just got home from work, so.
I could swing back later tonight around 8:30 before I leave, or 8 o'clock.
Do you want to meet him later or...
Or maybe tomorrow.
Or just set another appointment? Hi, do you want to talk with him a little bit later, or just have another, have him call you, or you can call him another time, or?
All right.
How do you, okay. Okay, no problem. All right, good, thanks. Okay. Oh, anytime, bye-bye.
They're pretty busy in there.
Yeah, I'll
I can
give him your number exactly.
Thank you, absolutely. Sure.